Well, US Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife Usha are visiting Greenland uninvited today after President Trump's repeated remarks this week that the United States has to have the territory. But there's no red carpet being rolled out for the vice presidential party. Here's what people in Greenland's capital Nuuk think about the visit and the US demands.
He's not welcome to Greenland and his administration because he wants to buy us. If he say you, I don't want to buy you, then he's welcome.
I would like to say to Trump, don't even think about repeating it that you want Greenland. We don't want you here.
Would you guys like to be American?
No, never.
No.
Why not?
I like it the way it was just right now.
The way it was just right now. Philip Crowther, international affairs correspondent with the Associated Press, is with us. And I mean, it's pretty clear from the opinions we saw there, as well as the political reaction. There's no red carpet reception here for the Vances.
No, there certainly isn't. And what you heard there from people here in the capital, Nuuk, is exactly what I've been hearing as well. They are not necessarily welcome to do what they were going to do. There was another gentleman from Greenland who said, no, J.D. Vance is more than welcome to come to Greenland to have a look at it, but it is not for sale. Because what they were going to do beforehand, before plans were changed, was Usha Vance, the second lady of the United States, was going to go to visit tourist attractions, essentially, to visit the people of Greenland without an invitation from either the government of Greenland or the government of Denmark, Greenland being a semi-autonomous region of Denmark. That has now been changed entirely. That couple is now going to visit only a US military base in the far north of this island. For that to happen, they don't need a diplomatic, they don't need a formal invitation. So it's okay in that sense. It's not going to create a diplomatic crisis or wrangle, but still it is a further symbol of the US interest during the Trump administration for Greenland. And it's something that is certainly making people nervous around here. Several people told me that they were shook up by the interest that Donald Trump has brought to Greenland.
What does Trump want and why?
Well, he wants control of Greenland. He said it again and again. He wants this to be somehow acquired, this island to be acquired by the United States, whether bought or annexed in some way, who knows? There are several reasons why he wants this island somehow in U.S. possession. And he first expressed this in 2019 during his first term in office. Now, he wants it for military reasons. China and Russia are interested in Greenland as well. They are interested in the new waterways that are opening up in the Arctic because of climate change. There are also a lot of minerals to get control of here in Greenland. That is something that interests Donald Trump as well. And as is always the case with the US president, this is something that to him maybe sounds a bit more like a real estate deal as well. Of course, that being the profession where he made his money. He wants to get control of this place. He essentially wants to buy it to make it his, to make it the United States territory. There are several relatively rational reasons for the United States to get control over Greenland, but that still does not mean that anybody wants that to happen outside of the Trump administration.
And Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, saying yesterday that the United States is serious about Greenland, that can hardly be reassuring to the people of the region.
No, certainly not. Greenland is at a crossroads, essentially. It's a territory and a country that wants to gain independence from Denmark. But most people would say, and most political parties would also say, they want to do so slowly but surely. Things are changing here. Airports are being opened up in Greenland, essentially as we speak. Nuuk, the capital, has a brand new airport. More people are flying in. There is more money to be made. But at the same time, people are worried that they are turning into a bit of a political football between the mightiest nations on Earth, that they are being that there is competition about the mineral resources here in Greenland, that there is competition about control over their territory. It's a very uneasy moment for the people of Greenland. And when they hear somebody like Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, essentially saying the truth there, that the United States has historically been interested in acquiring Greenland. And when you hear the most powerful people in the world talk about possession of their territory, it makes people very jittery around here.
What are the options for the new coalition government?
Well, right now, it looks like they will be seeking independence. This is a new coalition government that will officially be announced today. That is a pure coincidence. There were parliamentary elections here in Greenland last month, and this comes on the exact day that Vice President J.D. Vance will be visiting Greenland. It's a pure coincidence, but it does show that this is a place that is at a crossroads. It's a place that is seeking independence slowly but surely. But the people of Greenland and its political parties would say, yes, we do want to become independent, but we don't want to become dependent on another country in return. They want to be independent, don't want to belong to the United States, and certainly the people of Greenland do not want to become citizens of the United States. So the main option for this government, it feels, the support of the people is to oppose any U.S. Attempts to either buy it or to annex it. Both Denmark and Greenland certainly agree on that point.
The US base that's already there, what does it do and could it be expanded?
Well, it's a Space Force base. This is about essentially checking what missiles could be coming toward the United States. It's important because it's the northernmost military base that the United States has. The United States has historically had military bases in Greenland since the Second World War. And yes, they could be expanded. That is something that Donald Trump has said. Again, it sounds like a threat, certainly to people here in Greenland. He has said that more U.S. soldiers could be sent here. That is hugely worrying, of course, to the people of Greenland. So yes, U.S. military presence can be expanded here, despite the diplomatic problems that currently exist clearly between the United States and Greenland and Denmark. The United States essentially is still welcome here as a military presence, as also a country that brings a lot of investment. So you can still see things moving forward in that sense, in the relationship between the United States and Greenland, but without Greenland becoming a possession of the United States, or the people of Greenland being forced essentially to become US citizens.
Philip Crowther, International Affairs Correspondent with the Associated Press. Thank you.